One time, there was a great king named Indradumna. At the correct age, he left home, left everything, and went to the forest, and there he was practicing his meditation. He was chanting one special mantra. That mantra will heal after. As he was meditating, the great sage, Augusta Rishi, came. When a great person enters, then you must stand up and respect them. This is one etiquette. But because Indradumna was meditating, he did not even see the sage. Therefore, that sage became angry. Oh, you're so much fond of sitting on your big fat buttocks. There I think that your buttocks are not big enough in this birth. There I curse you, take form of an elephant. Therefore, the Indradumna began to cry, please be kind on me. It was an oversight. He said, okay, you'll be an elephant, but I bless you, you'll be liberated by the Supreme Lord himself. Therefore, again, we see in the Bhagavad Gita, when a saintly person becomes angry and gives some form of curse, that is always a great benediction for that person, a great benediction. So King Indradumna, he became an elephant, but he was not an ordinary elephant. He was an elephant in the heavenly planets. So an elephant is always very much proud of his strength. Therefore, he became king of a huge tribe of elephants in Trikut, that is one celestial planet. He began moving here and there, breaking trees, breaking branches. All the animals in the forest were terrified of him. He went to take bath in one big sarova, one big pond. He had all his wives and children there. He would suck up the water and blow it upon them. Even though it was great hard work for him, he felt very much happiness. As he was taking bath, one crocodile came and took him by the foot. That crocodile in his last life also has another history. His name was Huhu, Huhu Gandhadava. Huhu was very fond of playing practical jokes. One time there was one great saint who was taking bath. He was standing on the shore of the river, and Huhu played a great joke. He dived under the water, came and grabbed his feet, and pulled him under the water, and he began laughing. Huhu. And Gita Rishi cursed, you rascal. You like to grab and pull things under the water. I curse you. You take birth as a crocodile. Therefore, Huhu began to cry. The sadhu blessed him. Don't worry. You will also be delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, both Huhu and King Indradumna, as a result of their karma, one had taken birth as an elephant. One had taken birth as a crocodile. As Gajendra was playing in the water and drinking, that crocodile came and took his foot and began to pull him underwater. Then came a huge fight between Huhu crocodile and Gajendra the elephant. That fight on went for 1,000 celestial years. Because the crocodile was in his natural environment of the water, therefore he kept on feeling strength. Sometimes the elephant would pull him out of the water, he would pull the elephant back. But the elephant became weak because he was not in his natural habitat. He was in the water, and the crocodile was always gaining in sensual strength. Finally, when the crocodile was pulling him, like the submarine, the crocodile had his nose above the water, breathing. Then he could remember his past lives by the mercy of the Lord. And that mantra which he used to chant, he remembered at the time of death and began chanting that mantra. Very interesting if you read the prayers of Gajendra. Gajendra never says the name of the person who he's worshipping. Only he describes the qualities. Om namo bhagavate tasme yata eta chitatmakam purusaya de bijaya paresaya abhidimahi. Dimahi, I remember, I think of that Supreme Person, Vasudev. Because of his energy only, the material body moves. Therefore, he is the root cause of all life. He is such an exalted person that even great persons like Brahma and Shiva worshipped him. I worship that person who has entered the hearts of all. Yasminidam yatascheidam yenedam tad idam swayam yosmat parasmat chat paras tad prapadye swayam bhuvam. I worship that person who has no material birth, who is the platform on which everything rests, and he is the goal of everyone. He alone is the ingredients which we see in this cosmic manifestation. Therefore, he is the beginning, the middle, and the end of everything. Nonetheless, even though he is both the cause and the result, he is different from both. I offer my pranam, my respects to that Supreme Person. Like an artist on a stage, covered by attractive dresses and ornaments, cannot be understood by his audience. Imagine Vijay came on in a drama, decorated. He was dancing. If he was really decorated for a drama, even his friends would not understand that is him. In the same way, the supreme artist, the supreme personality of Godhead cannot be recognized by the ordinary persons. Neither the demigods, nor the perfected souls, nor the unintelligent can understand him as the supreme person. Renunciants and sages who have left all material enjoyment and see all beings equally, who flawlessly practice celibacy for many thousands of years, even they desire to see the feet of the Supreme Person. The Supreme Person has no material birth, no material name, no material form, no material qualities, or no material activities. He comes in his original human-like form as Krishna or Lord Ram, equipped with his potencies. Like Krishna is always with Radhika, Ram is always with Sita. He is the possessor of unlimited potencies. He acts wonderfully. To that Supreme Person, Namo Ascharja Karmane, who performs incredible activities, I bow my head again and again and again. Nama Atma Pradipaya Shakshini Paramatmane, Namo Giram Viduraya Manasas Chesasamapi. Take it off the hook, he said. I offer my pranam to the Supreme Person. He is the super soul present in the hearts of all. Therefore, he is the supreme witness. Take it off the hook. Don't put it back on the hook. You can throw it outside. I don't care. That supreme soul cannot be reached by the mind or by the senses, by words or by consciousness. The Supreme Lord can only be reached by pure devotion. Satvena pratilabhaya naiskarmyena vipaschita namo kaivalya nataya nirvana shukra samvide. The Supreme Lord is realized only by pure devotion. But those who have completely crossed all type of material happiness and have reached the material world, they can reach him. Namo Shantaya Gauraya. I offer my respects to the gentle forms of the Lord as well as the angry forms like Lord Nrisingadev. Mudhaya Gunadarmine. He cannot be understood by the foolish, less intelligent persons. Nirvisheshaya Samyaya. I offer my obeisances to the incarnations which preach Nirvisheshvad like Lord Buddha. Namo Jnana Janaya Cha. I offer my obeisance to the Supreme Person who always gives transcendental knowledge for all. Kshetra Gyaya Namaschubyam. I worship the Lord who is in the heart of everyone, Kshetra Gya, who knows the field of this material world. Mula Prakriti Namaha, who is the original root of all material creation. Sarva Dyakshaya Shakshini, who is the supreme witness and owner, Purush Atmaya Mulaya, and who is the source of all. Yajendra offered many prayers. My dear Lord, those who are completely free from material contamination always think of you only in the core of their hearts. You are very difficult to attain. I am a low-class animal, but even I surrender to you. Please be kind on me. You are extremely difficult to attain for those like me who are attached to mental speculation, home, relatives, friends, money, servants, and wife. Only you can be known by your own mercy. Therefore, I completely surrender myself to you. Gajendra, this was the mantra he used to chant in his last life. By the mercy of the Lord, he remembered. As he was offering prayers, you may note, Gajendra never said the name of the Supreme Person. He only mentioned the qualities of the Supreme Person. Never said all the demigods were circling above Gajendra. If he calls me, I'll save him. But as Gajendra prayed more and more, all the demigods realized, I do not have these qualities. I'm not like this, I'm not like that. Therefore, they all left. And finally, only one person was moving around. Who was that? The Supreme Lord, Narayan. Narayan came down, and as Gajendra was about to go underneath the waves, he took one lotus flower, Namo Namaha, and offered that to the feet of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord, with his weapon, the Sudarshan Chakra, took off the head of Huhu the crocodile. That means he was liberated from his crocodile body and assumed his original spiritual form. Why the Lord liberated the crocodile first and not the elephant? Because the crocodile was catching hold of the feet of a devotee. Therefore, one who takes shelter of the devotee, he is always saved before anyone else. Krishna says, one who serves me, he may achieve perfection or he may not achieve perfection. There is a doubt. Nisarksaya paja atmatharatam. But Krishna says, one who serves my devotee, he must be saved. There's no doubt at all. Therefore, Krishna saved Gajendra, the elephant who had taken shelter of the feet of Gajendra first. And after he saved Gajendra, he cut off the head of Gajendra who came in his original spiritual form and both went to the spiritual world. Gajendra Hati Ki Jaya. So comes a nice, interesting history of universal significance, the churning of the milk ocean. This may seem very esoteric to some, but all these histories are very much beyond our mental comprehension. But hearing is very interesting also. The demigods and the demons are always in conflict. Therefore, they made a peace. We want to churn nectar from the milk ocean, and that nectar we will share amongst us. Therefore, in this pastime, there is the descent of three incarnations. So it's a very interesting pastime. To churn something, you need a churning rod, you need a base, and you need a stick. The demons and the demigods, they approach the great snake, Vyasaki. They ask him to be the churning rope. They use the huge mountain, Mantara, as the churning rod. When the demons and the demigods were carrying that huge mountain, many were crushed and killed. They prayed to Lord Narayan. Lord Narayan came and gave them many instructions. They put that mountain in the middle of the milk ocean, but it began to sink. Therefore, they prayed, and Bhagavan appeared in the form of Kurma Avatar. Kurma Bhagavan Ki Jai. Turtle incarnation. Therefore, Kurma Avatar rested in the ocean of milk, and the mountain was placed upon his back. The snake Vyasaki was round around the mountain, and the demigods and the demons began churning. At first, the demigods took the head of the snake and the demons took the tail of the snake. But the demons were very much foolish. Why, you should get the head and we should get the tail? This is not good. The demons took the head of the snake and the demigods took the tail. That's when they were churning. The snake felt very restless because he was being dragged up and down. He began to vomit poison. As a result, many of the demons became sick. As they were churning, one poison came out of that ocean. All the living entities were dying. That time they called, Mahadev, save us. Lord Shiva came and took the whole ocean of poison in his hand and drank. But Lord Shiva, he kept the poison in his throat. Why? Oh, Krishna is in my heart. Why that poison should go down to Krishna? Therefore, Shiva, now his new name became Nilakanta, one with a blue throat. Therefore, he looked even more attractive, especially when the arm of Parvati is around his neck. Then, like a streak of lightning on a black rain cloud, Lord Shiva became even more beautiful. As that nectar came out of the ocean, First came the poison. Then many, many other things came out of the ocean. Lord Narayan had told the demigods, don't be greedy. Whatever comes out of the ocean, don't steal it first. Let everyone else take their share and you will get the best thing last. So, first came the poison. As they were churning, what came? First came out a great golden cow. Her name was Surabhi. The saints, they took Surabhi because saints use ghee and yogurt and milk and all that stuff. They maintain themselves. The saints took the cow. As they were churning more, out came a great horse called Uchesrava. Everyone wanted that horse. He was very nice. But they remembered the promise of Narayan. Therefore, the demigods controlled themselves. And that horse was taken by the king of the demons, Bali. Churning. Then came one huge elephant called Airavata. He was white in complexion and had four tusks. That was taken by Lord Indra. Churning. Came Kaustubha Mani, Lord Narayan, one incarnation of Krishna. He always wears that jewel around his neck. Lord Narayan took that jewel for himself. Churning. Came one special flower, Padmarag Mani. Lord Narayan, who has four hands, has Sankha Chakra Gada Padma. Therefore, Lord Narayan took that lotus for himself. Churning. Out came the Apsaras, the heavenly prostitutes. That was taken by Vijay. No, sorry. Very much beautiful. That was taken by the inhabitants of the heavenly planets. Vijay was left crying on Venice Beach. The goddess of fortune appeared. That was taken by Lord Narayan herself. Her complexion was like electricity. Very attractive. All desired her, but she was taken only by the Lord. Earth planet came. She took the herbs that were churned out of that. The earth planet took the herbs. Earth planet took a form. The saints took the Vedic mantras that were churned from that. In this way, there was a huge festival. Vishvakarma, the architect of the demigods, he took something, someone took something else. At that time, the nectar came out. That nectar was kept in one pot. Have you heard of the Kumbh Mela? That pot was kept in four different places every 4 years. They keep that festival of Kumbh Mela. Kumbh means a pot. No, every 4 years. And every 12 years it comes back to the original place. Kumbh means a pot. All that nectar was kept in the pot. Therefore the demons became very greedy and they stole that pot for themselves. All the demigods became very morose. We did so much hard work and they have stolen everything. They prayed to the Lord. Sorry, I forgot to mention. Out of the churning of the milk came one avatar called Dhanvantari Avatar. Dhanvantari Bhagawan Ki Jai. He had the science of Ayurveda. Therefore, four incarnations have appeared in one simple churning of the milk ocean. The demigods became very much morose. We've done so much hard work and the demons have stolen the nectar. They prayed to Lord Narayan. Lord Narayan came in the form of Mohini Murti. Mohini Murti Bhagawan Ki Jai. Lord Krishna in the form of a woman. How attractive. Krishna is called Manmohan, who attracts the mind of all. Then when Krishna comes in the form of a woman, how much more attractive he'll be? That form of Mohini Murti was so beautiful, even Lakshmi felt shy. Such attraction was there. Therefore, all the demigods became very happy. Mohini Murti said, I will save the nectar for you, but on one condition. Anything I do, you just have to keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything. Therefore, generally, the demons are very much attracted by the beautiful form of a woman. Then when Mohini Murti displayed her form, all the demons became completely mad. She came and said, oh, I see your boys are having trouble. You cannot decide how to distribute the nectar. Let me give you a help with that. She took the nectar herself. The demons were so much enchanted by her beauty as she was smiling and glancing upon them, they could not say anything, so much they were controlled by her. She said, I will distribute the nectar first to the demigods. And as she was distributing, she said to the demons, don't worry, boys, like in soup, all the good soup's on the bottom and the watery rubbish is on the top. I'm just giving the demigods the watery nectar, but the thick nectar I'm keeping for you. She distributed all the nectar to the demigods. When the demons realized they'd been cheated, they became very angry, but Mohini Murti disappeared. As a result, there was a huge battle on the shore of the Milk Ocean. You can read it if your mind is interested in those things. A huge battle. Some were riding tortoises, some were riding humans, some were riding rabbits, some were riding... A huge battle took place. There was so much blood, the sky was covered. The demons had their... the demons got whipped. They were cut to pieces by the demigods who had been very much powerful by drinking the nectar. But all the demigods were revived by their Guru Sukracharya, who knew the Sanjivani mantra. So all were revived. So Lord Shiva, when he heard of the descent of Mohini Murti, Lord Shiva developed a greed. I've seen all the incarnations of Krishna, but I want to see that incarnation of Krishna in a woman's form. Therefore Mahadev prayed to the Lord. Lord appeared before him and said, be careful. This form is very much attractive. I cannot be responsible for what will happen if you see that form of mine in the form of Mohini. Then Lord Shiva had some pride. I am a great yogi, Yogeshwara. I am in complete control of my mind and senses. I can take anything. Therefore Lord Narayan smiled and disappeared. Lord Shiva was looking everywhere. Where has he gone? In the distance he saw one woman. Very attractive. She was wearing a wet sari. Very beautiful. Lord Shiva became very much attractive. He went near her. She pretended to be very shy and hid behind her hair. She was playing with one ball as she would bounce. The ball was not the only thing that was bouncing. Lord Shiva became completely captivated. Don't say these things are all in the Bhagavatam. Yes, you want me to read it? Vijay has no faith. Therefore, he became completely forgetful that Parvati, his wife, was right next to him. And as she was bouncing the ball, one breeze came and, by the providence of the Lord, took away her sari. Therefore, she was completely naked. She tried to hide herself. So the ornament of woman is her chastity and shyness. When she tried to cover herself and appeared shy, she appeared even more attractive. Lord Shiva became completely mad. He began running after her and tried to embrace her forcefully. She moved out of his grip and began running. As she was running, where did she run? She ran past the ashrams of all the great sages who were in meditation. The sadhus heard a noise, ching ching. They looked and saw Lord Narayan in a woman's form running naked. And they heard that crunch crunch, and behind them Lord Shiva was also running naked behind her. This is the mercy of Mohini Murti. She wanted to show all those saints and brahmacharis, don't think you've conquered sex life. Even Lord Shiva is controlled by sex desire. That lesson is there. There were all the sadhus, when they saw that form, they became very fearful. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he performed the pastime of chastising Chota Haridas. Chota Haridas was in a sannyasi, means red cloth, a renunciant, a monk. But he had developed attraction for one girl. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him. Mahaprabhu would never see him again. The devotees became very sad. They said, oh, Chota Haridas has a small fault. And Mahaprabhu said, if you mention his name to me again, I will leave here. None of you will ever see me again. Therefore, all the devotees became so much afraid of the Lord's strictness of Chota Haridas, they never even talked with women, even in their dreams. So much they were afraid. Chota Haridas waited 1 year, but the Lord would not see him. Therefore, Chota Haridas thought, if this body cannot serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this body is useless. Let me give up this body. He went to Prayag and committed suicide. Thakur Bhaktivinoda said, someone who falls from sannyas, that is the only way he can become purified is by committing suicide. Therefore, Chota Haridas, at least he had that much faith in the scriptures, he committed suicide. When Srup Damodar passed the words, Chota Haridas has committed suicide, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Good. We all get the fruits of our own activities. No? Therefore, we should be very careful. All the sadhus became very afraid when they saw even Lord Shiva is controlled by sex desire. Lord Shiva was so much lust he could not control himself. As Haribol, I wanted to go into details. When his lust was finished, Lord Shiva became very much a little bit ashamed, embarrassed, and Mohini Murti was very pleased with him and blessed him. Therefore, that is the incarnation of Mohini Murti. Mohini Murti Bhagawan Ki Jai. Then comes the pastime of Bali Maharaj. We heard that when Indra, one time Durvasa Rishi, went to the heavenly planets, he went to Vaikuntha. Lord Narayan was very pleased with him, therefore Lord Narayan gave his own flower garland on the neck of Durvasa Rishi. Durvasa Rishi then came to the heavenly planets, and that flower garland which had been on the neck of Lord Narayan, Durvasa Rishi gave that flower garland around the neck of Indra. Then Indra gave that flower garland upon the neck of his elephant that he won when they were churning the milk ocean. So ki jane bandur adraka swad, what does a monkey know about the taste of ginger? What will an elephant know about the glories of a garland that comes from the Supreme Lord? The elephant took it off and played with it and threw it on the ground and stomped on it. When Durvasa Rishi saw that, he cursed Indra. I curse you. You will be bereft of all material opulence. As a result, Indra lost all his power. The demigods became very weak and the demons became very strong. They captured the whole creation. At that time, the leader of the demons, his name was Bali. Where's those books gone? One, two. Bali Maharaj, even though he's born in a demon family, he is a great devotee. Because one cannot measure devotion simply by birth. That's the point. Swayambhu, Narad, Shambhu, Komara, Kapila, Manu, Prahlad, Janak, Bhismo, Vari, Vasayaka, Vayam. Of the 12 perfected Mahajans, the authorities on spiritual life, two of them come from demon families. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us that idea. Satkul viprakul nahi krishna bhajana yogya. Nitya janme krishna nahi krishna bhajana ayogya. Se bhajan se bara abhakti hinacha. Just because one is born in a high class family, a Brahmin family, is no qualification for worship of the Lord. And birth in a low family is no disqualification for the worship of the Lord. Then how do we know who is superior? Brahmanas judge superiority by knowledge. Who has the most knowledge, they are superior. Kshatriyas, the warriors, judge who has more strength, that person is superior. The Vaishyas, the mercantile persons, they judge who is superior by wealth. And Sudras judge superiority by how many white hairs you have. And how do the Vaishnavas, how do we know who is actually senior or junior? Se bhajan se bara bhakti hinacha. Who is doing the most worship, the most service, the most absorbed, that person is most senior. Sukadeva Goswami, who was speaking originally this Bhagavatam, when he spoke, he was only 15 years old. Such a young boy, but because he is a Brijabasi, he has the most attraction to Krishna, therefore everyone is hearing from him. Even incarnations of God were sitting in the audience when Sukadeva Goswami was speaking. So much he was qualified. Therefore, when we look, it's one offense to understand a Vaishnava by their birth. Six people don't have to go to hell. Six people already live in hell by their mind. Guru Su Naramati. Acho. What is it? Achavi. What is it? Achadisladir. Gurusu Naramati, Vaishnavam Jata Budhi, Si Vishnu, Mantra Sakakaluse, Sabda Samanya Budhi, Tit Vishnu, Vishnu Vaishnavi, Jalabdi Budhi, Vishnu Sarveshware Sarjana Naraki Saha. Mix that one up a bit. Six residents of hell. They don't have to go to hell because they're already in hell. One who thinks the deity form to be made of stone. One who thinks the spiritual master to be an ordinary human. One who judges a Vaishnav by their low birth. One who thinks that the foot bathing water of the Supreme Lord or his devotee to be ordinary water. One who considers the names of the Lord to be ordinary sound. and one who considers the Supreme Lord Krishna to be equal to any demigod, these six persons reside in hell by their mind. Therefore, Bali Maharaj, even though he's born in a demon family, he is still a pure devotee. We worship him. Even though Prahlad Maharaj is also born in a demonic family, he is still Mahajan, perfected soul. Therefore, we should not be so quick to judge persons by their birth. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you start the race, it matters how you finish. We can learn all these things by the activities of Bali Maharaj. Therefore, Bali, he now became controller of the whole universe. Therefore, you could imagine how much opulence was there. So generally, if someone has too much wealth, they cannot take the service of the Lord very seriously because they can depend on other things. Imagine if Rishi Peru, if he won Powerball last night, would you be here? Forget it. Therefore, Krishna is so kind. If he sees that a devotee is bewildered by material opulence, then he's so kind he takes away that thing. We can learn this by the lesson of Bali Maharaj. Therefore, now Krishna was very much worried. His devotee Bali had just become king of the three worlds. How to take away his pride? Meanwhile, Kashyap and Aditi had worshipped the Lord. When the Lord appeared before them, Aditi prayed, "Hey, Supreme Person, I want you as my son." Three times she said, "I want you as my son, I want you as my son, I want you as my son." Therefore, the Lord appeared as her son in three births because she prayed like that. Now, the Supreme Lord Narayana appeared as the son of Aditi in the form of Bamandev. Bamandev Bhagawan Ki Jai. First, he appeared from the womb of Aditi in a four-armed form with all his opulence. Then he took the form of a dwarf. Not like a dwarf that we see on Venice Beach. A very beautiful, beautiful form. In Australia, we have a sport called dwarf throwing. It was not like that, though. Even though the Lord takes many extraordinary forms, those forms are always all attractive. Therefore, Bamandev, his beauty was extraordinary. He took the form of a brahmachari. First, he appeared in his original form as Narayan. Then he took the form as Bamandev to please Aditi. That time, so much that he was attractive, the Lord appeared on Dwadasi, the 12th day of the moon, in the month called Vijay. Therefore, not all things associated with Vijay are bad. Not all things called Vijay are terrible. Vijay Dwadasi ki jay. At that time, all the inhabitants of the celestial planets offered Bhaman Avatar many, many gifts. That time, Bali Maharaj was performing a great sacrifice, and Bali Maharaj went there to beg. Bamandev went there to beg. As Bamandev entered the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj, who was sitting on a big throne, being worshipped by all, Bamandev's great effulgence, everyone began to ask, "Who has come? Has the sun god personally appeared here amongst the sacrifice of Bali Maharaj?" As everyone was talking, "Who is this? Who is this? Who is this?" none could come to the correct conclusion. Just like an actor on a stage, you cannot understand who it is. When the Lord does not desire to reveal himself, then who can understand him? Just like you cannot see the sun, only when the sun, by the mercy of the sunlight can you see the sun. Only by the mercy of the Lord can you understand who he is. At that time, as the priests of the Bhrigu dynasty argued, "Who is this person? Very effulgent, very attractive." Bamandev entered. In his hands he held a brahmachari stick, an umbrella, and a water pot full of water. He entered the arena of the Ashwamedha sacrifice of Bali. Appearing as a Brahmin boy, wearing a belt of straw, a sacred thread, with matted locks of hair, his brilliance, effulgence, diminished the effulgence of everyone. Everyone stood in their seats to welcome this unknown person. Bali Maharaj was especially happy upon seeing this person because he's a devotee. Therefore, automatically he felt ecstasy. He welcomed this great person by washing his feet. And he asked him, "O Brahmana, we are very much fortunate that you have appeared before us. Please let me know what I can do for you. You have arrived at my home, I think my home, my birth, my family, my dynasty, and this sacrifice is now completely successful because you are gracing us with your presence. I think by the touch of your small lotus feet, now the earth has become purified. O son of a Brahman, you have come here asking for a donation. Whatever you want, you may take from me." Kings were very generous at that time. "O best of those who are worshipful, you may take from me a cow, or many cows, gold, a house, food or drink. I may arrange a wife for you. You may have a village, horses, elephants, half my land, or you may take anything you want. I am here to satisfy you." When Bamandev heard the very generous speech of Bali, he became very happy, and he said, "You come from a great dynasty, the dynasty of Prahlad. One of the main reasons the Lord gave mercy to Bali Maharaj is one reason, because Bali Maharaj is related to Prahlad, a great devotee. Therefore, conclusion is, it doesn't matter what you know, it matters who you know. You may know everything, but you have no relation with a pure devotee. Your life is completely useless." Like Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said, "Vicharja dharmam paricharja Vishnu, vicharja dharmam paricharja titam, bina mahat priya, bina gora priya padasevanam dusprapti padavanti vadanti." You may worship Vishnu, you may read the Vedas, you may visit all the holy places, and you may do so much study and meditation, but bina gora priya padasevanam, without serving the lotus feet of a very dear devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you cannot get prem, which even the Vedas cannot find. Therefore, again and again we see one thing. The mercy of the Lord always follows behind the mercy of his devotee. Therefore, Bamandev said, "Until now, no one in your family has ever been a miser. No one in your family has ever refused to give charity. Nor anyone in your family has ever failed to fulfill their promise. I do not require much. I am simply a brahmachari. Therefore, I need simply 3 steps of land." The king began to laugh. "O son of a Brahman, because you are very small, I think your intelligence is small also. My dear boy, because you are a boy, your intelligence must be insufficient. You are not very wise as regards to your self-interest. I can give you a whole portion of my kingdom. I can give you the 3 planetary systems. But you are only asking for 3 steps of land. Therefore, I think you are not very intelligent. Oh, nice boy, one who approaches me to beg should never have to beg from someone else. You may ask me anything you want. From me, I will fulfill your desire. Yavanto visaya prestas trilokam ajitendriyam trisaknuvanti te sarva prati puryayatam nepa." The Supreme Lord said, "King, one may control the whole world, but if he cannot control his mind and senses, he will still be unhappy. If I am not satisfied with 3 steps of land, then I will not be satisfied with anything else that you may give me. Even if I control one of the 7 islands of this planet, I will still be hankering for another one. I have heard that great persons like Maharaj Prithu and Maharaj Gaya, even though they controlled this whole world, they were still unsatisfied. One should be satisfied with whatever he achieves by his destiny. A discontented Brahmana can never be satisfied. Therefore, like if you put kerosene on a fire, it burns brighter and brighter. The Lord said, therefore, King, best of the donators, I ask only for 3 steps of land. By such a gift, I will be very satisfied. I will sit and chant the holy name very peacefully. That time, Bali Maharaj smiled. Whatever you are satisfied with, I will give you. Therefore, Bali said, wait. When you promise to give a donation, you have to make a vow. That is called a sankalpa. In the beginning of our Kartik month, what do we do, Gopal? What's the first thing we do? Huh? Sankalpa. That means we go to the river Yamuna, we take some water, and we make a vow. For 1 month, I will not criticize everyone. Anyone. That usually finishes by the time we walk back from the river back to the mat. For 1 month, I will not criticize anyone. I will not eat honey. I will not take eggplants. I will not eat anything like that. For 1 month, I promise I will wake up before 4:30 every morning. I promise I will be an orchid. We make many vows, sankalpa. Guru Maharaj says, when you make this vow, for the rest of the month, Krishna walks behind you, watching if you keep your promise or not. At the end of the month, if you've kept everything, Krishna gives himself to you. So powerful. Even though, of course, India is very degraded, even now, people believe so much in this sankalpa. One time in Mathura, there were two men downstairs, and one man had dropped 100 rupees. One man said, that's my 100 rupees. The other man said, no, that's my 100 rupees. They began fighting. Then one man, he ran to the tap. He filled his handful of water. He ran outside, and on the temple, top of our temple, there's a form of Nisringadev. He held his hand up. I promise before the Lord that 100 rupees is mine. The other man, he threw the 100 rupees and began running down the road. So even today, people so much respect that idea of water in the hand and making a sankalpa. That time, Bali Maharaj, he made a sankalpa. He took water from his water pot. He went to pour water in the hand when his guru, Sukracharya. Sukracharya means semen. Semen master. Because my father was a guru. His father was a guru. His father was a guru. There were those persons who think that one becomes spiritual master only by semen that is represented by Sukracharya. One cannot become a guru by semen. One becomes a guru by pure devotee. Kiva vipra kiva nasi sudra kananoyet krishna tatvavati se guru hoy. One cannot become guru by birth. One becomes a guru by qualification. Therefore, even now, sad, and even in the Sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those things are coming. Therefore, Sukracharya, the guru, said, don't promise that fellow anything. That's not a small dwarf boy. That's the Supreme Lord Vishnu. If you promise to give him 3 steps of land, he will definitely cheat you. Don't promise him anything. Don't make any sankalpa. Give him 50 bucks and tell him to come back tomorrow. Therefore, Bali Maharaj is in a very awkward situation. My own guru is telling me not to surrender to the Supreme Lord. But all the scriptures are saying the ultimate goal of life is what? To offer everything as a servant to the Supreme Lord, including yourself. Therefore, Bali Maharaj was in a very awkward situation. My guru is telling me don't surrender to God. And all the scriptures are telling me to surrender to Krishna is the ultimate goal of life. What should I do? Therefore, Sukracharya, now Bali Maharaj thought, my guru now is unqualified because he is speaking against the scriptures. Therefore, Bali Maharaj rejected him. Only Bhagavatam is so bold. No other scripture will ever tell you to reject your guru, but Bhagavatam says, even if your own guru becomes an obstacle to your spiritual life, you should reject him. Therefore, one should not be sentimental. Jiva Goswami said, if one has accepted a spiritual master out of some sentiment, because of insufficient knowledge, or because of some family tradition, some ecclesiastical considerations, and you choose a guru, but afterwards you realize this is not a real bona fide guru, then what should you do, Radhika? You should follow in the footsteps of Bali, and you can reject even your own spiritual master. Guru api apiliptasya kaja akaja janata. Jiva Goswami says, when the guru becomes bewildered, he doesn't know what to do or what not to do. Kaja akaja ajanata. He becomes full of ignorance. Utpata pratipanesya. When the guru himself has left the path of the scriptures, then parityago vinayat, you should immediately leave him and grahyat Vaishnava guru, and again accept mantra from a bona fide guru. Only the Srimad Bhagavatam is so bold. No other scripture will ever say, but Bhagavatam directly says, anything which is an obstacle to you attaining Krishna, give it up. Therefore, Bali Maharaj, very boldly, he took the decision, my guru is unqualified, dandavats. In his mind, he left and said, I will make a vow. When he was trying to pour water from the pot, what happened? Water was not coming. Some blockage was in the pipe. You know who that blockage was? His guru had gone inside the pipe to stop the water flowing. Therefore, he was shaking. Something stuck. Then Bhavandev said, I think there's some blockage. Take this straw. You can clear it. As he poked the spout, he heard a shout. Some blood came out. That was the guru who had poked his eye out. Therefore, Guru Maharaj says, there's only one animal that has one eye. What animal is that? The crow. A crow will never look at you straight. The crow will look, and his one eye will come here. And he'll look at you with one eye. Because Sukacharya is the ideal personification of false spiritual master. Even though he has vast knowledge. Because Sukacharya only has one eye, because he was thinking, if the disciple gives everything to Krishna, then there'll be nothing left for me. Because Sukacharya only saw with one eye, what's left for me? My material benefit. Therefore he is rejected as spiritual master. And it says that someone who has one eye, or has a defective eye, that means last life, they try to make some obstacle for a Vaishnav. That thing is there. Who are you thinking of, Vijay? I'll tell you after. So, his disciple was not listening to me. I will give everything to the Lord. Then Sukacharya cursed him. You rascal, you are not listening to me. I give you a curse. Very soon you will be bereft of all material opulence. But Bali Maharaj was such a great devotee, he never cared. He put water in his hand and said, I promise I will give you 3 steps of land. Then Bhavandev, very cleverly, he took an enormous form. He was standing on the earth planet. With his first step, he took up to Brahmalok, the planet of Lord Brahma, the topmost planet in the universe. With his second step, he took down to the hellish planets. That means with 2 steps, he took all the 14 planetary systems. Then he said, you cheated me. You promised me 3 steps, but I took everything with 2. You broke your promise. You are a criminal. That time the Lord had him bound with ropes and pushed him on the ground like a dog. It says, like a crow. Thank you. At that time, Bali Maharaj had one daughter. When Bhavandev, the beautiful boy, first came, she was so much enchanted. She thought, if I had a son, I must have you as my son, she desired. When afterwards she saw that this boy had cheated her father and with 2 steps stole everything he had, bound him and pushed him on the ground like a dog, she became very angry. If you are my son, I'd poison you. If the Lord is so kind, he took both of her desires. And she took birth as the demoness Putana. She took baby Krishna and tried to feed her poison breast milk. Feed Krishna. Therefore, Krishna took both desires. Therefore, what's your name, sir? Yes. You're joking, right? You've got 2 eyes. It's all right. Really? Is he joking? Wow, what a great thing. Okay, that's enough class for today. I'm going to the police station for protection. Therefore, Bhavan Maharaj, with 2 steps... Yes, sir.
Trivikram, these stories are so relishable. Do you have an agenda, or are you open to suggestions?
We've gone through the whole Bhagavatam. This is the 8th canto. We're going through story by story. It's not random. Even though sometimes it may appear that way. One time, Gurudev said to me, he said, I want to hear your guitar because the things I hear you speak, I never hear anyone else speak. And I laughed. I said, Gurudev, I don't know if I'm saying it's good or bad or even true, but they're very interesting. So with two steps, Bhagavan Vaman had stolen the whole universe from Bali. Therefore, Bali was on the ground. Bali's heart was very sad. He thought, my promise is broken. There he was very much disappointed. Then, Harinam Krishnam Barase Madur Te Krishna Bhajan Se Kevala Chatur. Krishna name is very sweet. One who chants the holy name, all intelligence comes to him. He becomes intelligent. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, Tesham Tatata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buri Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayanti Te. Krishna says, one who is trying to come to me, I give him the intelligence how to approach me. Therefore, Bhamandev, Bali Maharaj was thinking, I am so foolish fellow. I gave everything I had to the Lord, but I never gave myself. We are often like that. We think, I'll give Gurudev money, Guru will be pleased. I'll give him some real estate, Guru will be pleased. Even though I give my time and my energy, Guru will be pleased, but Guru is not pleased by these things. Gurudev wants what? He wants you. One time, one man, I remember. Gurudev, so much money is there now, but before, one man brought a big suitcase of money to Gurudev, many years ago. He gave that and Gurudev took the suitcase and he threw it out. And Gurudev said, I am not your prostitute. You cannot buy me. I'm not interested in your money. I don't want your money. I want you. Understand? Therefore, Bali Maharaj was thinking, I gave everything I had, but I'm so foolish I haven't given my own heart, my soul, myself to the Lord. Therefore, pure intelligence came. He said, Prabhu, you still have one step left. There's one thing that I own which I haven't given to you. What's that? Me, my independence. Therefore, Lord, kind of keep your foot upon the back of my head. Therefore, we keep here the seeker. Means what? This place is reserved only for the Supreme Lord. Therefore, in remembrance of Bali Maharaj's complete surrender to the Lord, we keep seeker here. Therefore, Bhaman Maharaj is very much controlled by the pure devotion of his devotee. He kept his small, soft lotus feet on the back of Bali Maharaj's head. Bali Maharaj achieved complete perfection by the process of Atmanivedanam. Atmanivedanam means completely offering yourself to the Lord. Bali Maharaj ki jai. Therefore, we should take lesson. You may give everything to Guru and to Gauranga, but if you haven't given up your independence, it's useless. Krishna has given us independence, and because we have misused that independence, we are now in the ocean of birth and death. Therefore, Krishna is now watching what we do with our minute independence. If we use that independence correctly, we can get the human form of life and do bhajan next birth. If we misuse our independence, then why the Lord will give you a human birth again, Mr. Crow? No guarantee is there. Therefore, Srila Gogamaya said, Krishna has given you that independence. Therefore, Krishna is watching what you do with that independence. Radhika, what's correct use of independence? Huh? To completely surrender independence back to the spiritual master. That is correct use of independence. If you are keeping yourself for yourself, that means you have not offered yourself to Guru. If you have not offered yourself to Guru, then how the Guru can take you back to Godhead? Because you still have separate desire from His. Therefore, before you surrender the Guru, you better make sure that the Guru is a bona fide spiritual master. If the Guru is not bona fide, it's like trying to cross the ocean of birth and death on a stone boat. How far you get on a stone boat? Not very far. All aboard HMS Stone Boat? No, thank you very much. Therefore, Bali Maharaj showed one must offer everything to the Lord. Therefore, Bali Maharaj was also completely controlled by the Lord, and the Lord was also completely controlled by his devotee. Devotion is not a one-way traffic, it's a two-way traffic. When the devotee gives everything to Krishna, then Krishna becomes very worried. What can I give him? Therefore, that a devotee who never takes anything material remuneration from the Lord, then Krishna sells himself to that devotee. So who bound who? Who cheated who? Who controlled who? Bali Maharaj is not an ordinary person. Bali Maharaj also controlled the Lord. How? Bhamandev was very happy by the complete sincerity and honesty of his devotee. He said, take a benediction. That time Bali Maharaj said, yes, I want the benediction. Oh, sorry. The Lord punished him, you broke your promise. I push you down to the hellish planets. Actually, it's not hellish planets, subterranean heavenly planets. The Lord pushed him down to Atatal, take a benediction. Then Bali Maharaj said, I want the benediction, you come with me as my doorkeeper. Therefore, how many doors does Bali Maharaj have in his palace? 64 doors. Therefore, Bali Maharaj can always see the Lord through his 64 angles of vision. Therefore, who controlled who? Who cheated who? Bali Maharaj captured the Lord and took him with him. Therefore, Bali Maharaj ki jai. Bali Maharaj is a great devotee. And we remember him by also following in his footsteps, offering everything. Atman Vedanam. Atman Vedanam now means we have the feeling of I and mine. Ahamita and Mamita. We think now, I am this body and Mamita. What is in relationship to this body is mine. Therefore, Atman Vedana means to give that thinking of I and mine back to Guru, back to Krishna. Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Eight Skanda Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Go Premanandi. Tomorrow morning.